Hazrat Masih Maud al-Islam has written in Aina Kamalat Islam, he quoted the page 254, 255, where Hazrat Masih Maud said, God Almighty revealed to him that Hazrat Masih al-Islam has been informed that his nation has gone into astray, or they indulge in partnership or infidelity like this. But this is quite contrary to the another holy verse, Surah Maida, in which the same question was asked on the day of resurrection.
Is there day of resurrection mentioned?
Nothing in Surah verse, but in...
Infer from that verse that the day of resurrection is mentioned here.
He quoted, I have seen in Tafsir-e-Saghir in
Tafsir-e-Saghir is no authority for that man. The simple fact is, if he thinks this is in contradiction to what Hazrat Masih Maud al-Islam has stated on the authority of revelation, then he first must prove the point. A tafsir may infer something which may be wrong. Tafsir is based on, sometimes, on possibilities. A verse of the Holy Quran may mean a thing. One thing is certain about that verse, that it applies to the time, future time, in relation to the time of Hazrat Masih's life on earth. A time, in relation to that, is referred which is future, comparatively. So that future may have been the day of resurrection, or that future may have been until the time of Ahzar's appearance, or beyond that. So any time in future, this question was to be asked. By future I mean future in relationship to Hazrat Masih al-Islam's life on earth. So this question was to be asked of him in future. That is what has been mentioned in that verse. That could be the day of resurrection. So anyone who infers that, that is his guess. It could be a day earlier. Any time between the time of crucifixion and the time of resurrection, this could have happened. So this is why sometimes we argue, while during our argument with non-Ahmadis, we consider both the possibilities. That if you think that this conversation would take place, this dialogue would take place at the time of resurrection, then this is our argument. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam himself has taken this position, that if this dialogue is to be held at the time of resurrection, then Hazrat Masih cannot take this position before God, that I did not know anything about my people. And when you made me to die, caused me to die, from then on I was unaware. So that is for the sake of argument, one may presume that this would have taken on such and such occasion. But as I said, as far as the verses of the Holy Quran are concerned, they are open. And another argument could be forwarded in a different perspective altogether. One could say, all right, I don't believe this is going to happen on the day of resurrection. Any time after Jesus Christ was no longer seen on this earth, this could have happened. So, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, in this revelation, if he has said that in so many words, has been definitely told by Allah that now after your coming, or at the time of your coming, I have informed Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, that allegation against him is no longer stands against him now. His representation has been sent on earth, And that representation has started fighting the cause of oneness of God against the so-called believer in Trinity. So that means that dialogue may have been held at the time of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, which was mentioned in the Holy Quran, and Allah informed him of this. So there is no contradiction.
It says that the promised Messiah, Rasul Salam, said that Allah has informed
him,
that he has revealed to Hazrat Isa ibn Maryam that his people will go astray. But the question, on the Day of Judgment or otherwise, it says about whether he has told his people that they should take him and his mother as gods beside Allah.
No, but that's not all. What Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has argued is the second point, where Jesus Christ, while defending himself, says that after you gave me death, you caused me to die, from then on I am unawares of what happened to my people. That is the inference which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has drawn. The actual words of the Holy Quran are these: فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي كُنْتَ أَنْتَرْ رَقِيبَ عَلَيْهِمْ.
Yes.
In fact, what Hazrat Masih is told, according to the Holy Quran, to have, the words which are attributed to Hazrat Masih, according to the Holy Quran, are فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي كُنْتَ أَنْتَرْ رَقِيبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. They literally mean that when you caused me to die, after that I am no longer responsible for whatever they might have thought done. Kunta antar khiba alayhim. But when you say kunta antar khiba, it may also mean you alone were witness over them. You alone were in the knowledge of what they were doing, and I was not, that is also the exclusion of Hazrat Masih himself.
Yes, sir.
So Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, arguing this point, has established this argument that if Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wasalam, at the time of this conversation, this dialogue, was fully aware of what had happened to his people, he couldn't have taken this position before God. Kunta antar raqiba alayhim. This position could only have been taken after his death. So from this point, even from this point I mean, that objection of the questioner falls apart, because we believe that he's dead already.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So after death, if he has been told, there is no contradiction between what Holy Quran tells and what Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam is revealed.
Yes, sir. But even though that Allah has revealed to him that his people are going to go astray, does not necessarily mean that he was also informed that his people are going to take him and his mother as gods beside Allah.
But when you say astray, obviously it means that.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily, but now we don't have the words of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam before us. So it is just discussing things without any substantial material before us. Now you have pointed out to this, the discussion has become clearer after what you have pointed out. The person who has objected to that writing of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam seems to be unaware of the issue of debate.
Yes, that's the point.
Yes. Totally. The issue Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has raised is that from these verses, one thing is positively established, that before his death, Hazrat Masih was not aware of what was happening.
Yes.
That is all. And because we believe he has died, so there is no contradiction between what Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says and this verse. After the death, any time he could have been informed, and there would be no contradiction.
Maybe the questioner doesn't believe that God can communicate with
the souls.
With the souls.
Correct.
Thank you, sir.
And it is quite, now I have come to think of it is quite appropriate and in fitness of things for Allah to have told Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wasalam that your people had gone astray and they had started doing this, but now I have sent someone in your name as I had promised you, and he has clarified the issue, and you are no longer under any objection or any, you know, censure. So that would be so fine. I mean, absolutely beautiful if it had happened. And so Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has been revealed that it has happened exactly like that.